Playing today's hits and yesterday's favorites. This is Jam FM. It is time once again for Town Talk. Today, speaking with Heather Rainville, who is a staff resource for the Municipality of Wawa's Cemetery Committee. So first of all, thank you very much for joining me.
Thanks for having me, Daniel.
So we want to talk about an important event that the Cemetery Committee is holding. This is going to be the third year of the Ice Candles Celebration Day.
Yes, that's correct.
Last year, unfortunately, it did run into some issues with the COVID-19 pandemic. I'm sure we'll touch upon the possibility later on, but let's start by reminding people, what is the Ice Candle Celebration Day? What is this event?
So the Ice Candle Celebration Day is a way for individuals to light a candle in the memory of loved ones who have passed, who are not able to be with us during the holiday season. So the candles are placed at the Woodland Cemetery on individual plots or the option to put it along the pathway. These candles display light, warmth, and beauty on a cold winter evening. The funds raised are used for the beautification of the cemetery, which includes purchasing flowers and soil just to help improve the overall appearance.
As you mentioned, there are funds raised through this. The idea is that you order a candle and then either you can place it or a volunteer will place it then.
Yes, so people can purchase ice candles through the municipality, either for themselves to lay it at the cemetery themselves, or if you're unable to be there or want somebody else to do it for you, there is the option to purchase one for a volunteer to do it on your behalf.
All right, and they don't have much time left to get those orders in.
That's right. The deadline date to purchase the ice candle is this Friday, December 10th, with the event being on Sunday, December 26th at 4 p.m.
All right, so Boxing Day this year, right after Christmas.
That's right.
All right, the important thing is that it's really a celebration of life over at the cemetery, and everyone is able to do this as long as they put in an order?
That's right. Anybody. It doesn't necessarily mean you have to have somebody that's actually buried at the cemetery. Anybody can participate and just place that candle anywhere on the pathway if they choose to.
And how would you say reception has been to this event in past years?
So yeah, the past years has been this event is a great way to celebrate, as you said, for our loved ones. The response over the first two events have been overwhelming with positivity and amazing comments from everyone who has participated. Each year has increased with more candles being purchase and more participation, and we expect the same trend to continue this year.
Can you talk a little more about how it works in terms of do people show up at specific times? Is everybody there standing around? How does it work there?
We are following the Algoma Public Health guidelines in regards to the COVID-19 restrictions. So as of today, based on that, you show up at the Woodland Cemetery around 4 p.m. to pick up your candle, and then you have the chance to go and lay it either on the plot or on the pathway. If anything does happen to change, like similar to last year with the restrictions, there may be the option that we might have to just have a small group of volunteers to place the candles. So stay tuned for any kind of updates from Algoma Public Health. But we do ask that when you do come for 4 p.m. that you dress warm. Bring a chair if you wish to sit and enjoy the candles. And bring your own lighter, because sometimes the lighters might be limited, so it's quicker if you bring your own lighter.
Are we talking like barbecue lighters, Bic lighters, just any lighter that can really work in that sense?
Yeah, we always kind of suggest that barbecue lighters, anything that has a longer handle, because depending on the wind, which we all know we get, it's probably easier just to use a barbecue lighter.
Fair enough. And again, you mentioned it may be bringing a chair, so it's not just a matter of showing up, lighting the candle, and then you've got to go. As long as restrictions allow, there's a moment you can take and kind of take in the candles and see how it looks that way.
That's right, Daniel, because as the sun sets, right, it's around 5 o'clock usually when it gets dark around that time, that you'll actually get to see the actual beautiful lineup of all those candles, and some people just like to take that moment and just really look at it and really take it in.
Now, is it open for anybody who has not purchased a candle to attend?
Absolutely, yeah, as long as restrictions are good, anyone can come and take a look at it. Again, it's on December 26th at 4 p.m. Check it out, usually around 5 p.m. if you're not purchasing the candle, just to take a look at it.
And any other important information you want to mention?
If anybody is looking to purchase the ice candles, it is through the municipality by filling out an ice candle order form. The forms were mailed out locally, so you might have found one in your mailbox. If not, it is on our website at www.wawa.cc or visit us at the municipal office at 40 Broadway Avenue.
All right, well, thank you very much for your time.
Thanks, Daniel. Have a great day.
Once again, that is Heather Rainville joining us for Town Talk, heard at 9:30 Thursday mornings here on Jam FM.